Sefer names through Parsha Frameshir for Parshas Vayilech, we're looking at the Sefer Ba'acharis Hayomim by Rav Yaakov Tesler. So the Pasuk in Parshas Vayilech, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chavtes, is Moshe recounting that he knows that after his death, the Bnei Yisrael will go and act corruptly, and they will stray from the path that Hashem has commanded them. V'karaso eschem hara Ba'acharis Hayomim. And evil will encounter you at the end of days, if you do what's evil in the eyes of Hashem, to anger Him. So the Panim Yafos on that Pasuk says that we know Acharis Hayomim refers to the days of Mashiach. As we know in Sefer Bereishis by Yaakov, Heosfu v'agidu lachem, es asher yikra eschem b'acharis hayomim. The Yaakov gathered the Shvatim, he wanted to reveal to them when Mashiach would come. And that's how Rashi explains that Yaakov wanted to reveal when Mashiach was going to come. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Dasari Ches, says, Ani Hashem b'yot achishena, that if we're worthy achishena, if we're worthy for Mashiach, it will happen suddenly at any moment. But if not, biyata, if we don't do tshuva, we'll have to wait until that set time when Mashiach was destined to come from the beginning of time. So the Panim Yafo says that Moshe here in Parshas Vayilech is telling the Bnei Yisrael that evil will encounter you ba'acharis hayomim. What does that mean? Meaning if you get to the point where Mashiach only comes because there's a set time, biyata, if it's that time, you've done something wrong. Then there's Ra, as that's when the Rishon get Mashiach. Rather, you should do tshuva, so that when Mashiach comes, ki yigal Yaakov yismach Yisrael, it will be, achishena, it will be at that very moment when we're worthy of it, and we don't have to wait until the moment where it arrives b'meila. The Baal HaTurim on this pasuk even says that hara'a b'acharis hayomim is Rashi Tevos Gog, referring to the battle of Gog and Magog that will take place prior to Mashiach. Who is Rav Yaakov Tesler? He was born in 1884 in Hungary. He immigrated to England and settled in Leeds, England. His wife and son actually traveled to visit his family back in Hungary and were unfortunately killed in Auschwitz in the Holocaust. He immigrated to Israel in 1958 and died in Netanya in 1959. He called his sefer Ba'acharis Hayomim in the days to come, translated in English, which was, as it says in the back cover, a compendium embracing every aspect of the Messianic age, surveying the future and dealing with Renaissance of Israel, a most comprehensive work based on the Torah, Gemara, Midrash, Zohar, and all other sources of Chazal, with his own learned and illuminating notes, which consisted of all sources about the redemption of Mashiach, with his own comments. The Sefer begins with Haskamos from very well-known Rabbanim, first from Rabbi J.H. Hertz, who was the chief rabbi of the British Empire, from Dayan Yecheskel Abramsky of the London Based In, Ritzvi Hirsch Hurwitz, the Av Based In of Leeds, Rav Yehuda Unterman of Liverpool, Rav Yosef Yonah Horowitz, formerly a Rav in Frankfurt, and Rav Yehuda Ostrinsky of Leeds. At the end of the Sefer, he actually published a Prenumerantin, which is a Yiddish term meaning prior numbers, where he lists all those who pre-ordered a copy of his book before its publication, paid the money so that when it's published, they would have their names. And it's a tremendous list of many gedolim. In the Hagdama to the Sefer Ba'acharis Hayomim, Rav Tesler writes that his father, Rav Elimelech Shimshon, was a big Talmud and a close Talmud of the Yitav Lev and many other gedolim. He thinks his wife Fagel, his children Sara, Yosef, Miriam, Elimelech, Shimshon, and Shlomo. Now he wrote the Sefer in 1942, seemingly right after or soon thereafter his wife and son went to visit Hungary, his family, and perished in the Holocaust. The first chapter is, what's the name of Mashiach? How will we know its name? He has another chapter. How long will Mashiach actually last for? He has a chapter. The difference between Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Another chapter. When will Tchias HaMesim happen in the context of Mashiach? Another chapter. Who will it happen for? Another chapter. Will the timing of Mashiach ever be revealed? And why hasn't it been revealed? So it's really a complete compendium of all matters related to Mashiach. Everything you wanted to know about the who, what, when, where, why of Mashiach is in the Sefer Ba'acharis Hayomim. Interestingly, he notes that there were 17 Nevi'im who spoke about Mashiach. Bilam, Moshe, Yeshaya, Yirmiah, Yechezkel, Hosea, Yoel, Amos, Ovadia, Micha, Chavakuk, Zephaniah, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and David HaMelech. The gematria of 17, Nevi'im, corresponds to the gematria of Tov, as they brought the words of the ultimate good, which we hope for, which is Mashiach. He points out that he quotes from many Svarim, that there are 14 main Ikrim that these Nevi'im, these 17 Nevi'im spoke about, that will happen when Mashiach comes. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge on idolaters, on Ovdi Avodah Zarah. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge on Edom, separate from Ovdi Avodah Zarah. Number three, the Jewish people will be gathered from all across the world, and they'll be saved from the Gullus. Number four, there'll be also a gathering of the 10 Shvatim that Sancheirev exiled from Eretz Ashur. Number five, the Geula will be like Gulas Mitzrayim, where everyone comes out, will be taken out by a Navi, just like Moshe. Hashem will bring water on our enemies, just like by the Yamsuf. Number six, when Mashiach comes, the Tzaddikim will come right away. The Rishoyim might have to experience some Chevle Mashiach and Kibbutz Galios before they actually arrive in Mashiach. Number seven, the Geula will only happen after a long Gullus and many Tzaros, which we're experiencing right now. Number eight, the Shechina will rest among us, like by Har Sinai. Nevuah will return to us. The whole world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. Number nine, even Poshe Yisrael will return to Hashem with all their heart, will do tshuva. Number ten, the Malchus of Beis Dovid will be restored. The Malchus will institute justice in the land. They'll be able to prosecute. Number 11, after the Geula, we will never return to Gullus after that. Number 12, after the Geula, almost all of the other nations will have complete emunah in Hashem and recognize Him and learn Torah. Number 13, there will be shalom in the world. No more goyal goy cherev, lo yomadu od milchama, no more wars, no more fighting. Number 14 is Tchias HaMesim will take place shortly after the Geula of Mashiach. He quotes from the Sefer Mashmiya Yeshua of the Abar Benel, that there are all also 10 stipulations of how we're going to know who the true Melech HaMashiach is. Someone comes and says, I'm the Melech HaMashiach, I'm proclaiming it, how do we know? So he gives 10 stipulations from the Abar Benel. Number one, the person has to be from the lineage of Beis David. Number two, he has to be a Navi, so that Hashem Shechina can rest on him. Number three, he has to have tremendous chachma and bina. Number four, he has to be someone who's kovish es yitzro, that he's separated from his physical desires. Number five, he has to be someone who chases after tzedek u'mishpat, not just with Jewish people, but with every person in the world. Number six, he has to be able to perform miracles against derech hateva, against nature. Number seven, he has to promote shalom and cause there to be no more wars. Number eight, the other nations will submit themselves under him and will want to follow his ways. Number nine, he has to gather all the Jewish people, including those 10 Shvatim after that Sancheirev exiled in Eretz Ashur, and rule over all of them as one nation. And number 10, just like Moshe, with Hashem's help, split the sea by Kriyas Yamsuf, this Melech HaMashiach will also have to split seven rivers so that everyone can come from all over the world and they won't be stopped by any type of body of water. At the very end of the Sefer, he quotes from the Sefer HaBris, a previous Sefer names through Parsha Frames Sefer we discussed, Reb Pinchas Eliyahu Horowitz, where the Sefer HaBris is discussing the reason for the long Gullus and why Mashiach has not come. And he brings up the well-known question that we ask all the time, which is that it hasn't come in so long. There were so many generations prior to us with such tzaddikim, gedolei hador, yirei shamayim, they had Torah, they had tefillah. If they weren't zocha, how in the world are we going to be zocha? And that's the Yitzhar heart talking. And the Sefer HaBris says that Libi Omri, that his heart tells him that at the end of the day, many of those in the past, and Chas V'Shalom, to talk anything negative about those who came before us, were simply dust under their feet, but this is from the Sefer HaBris, he says, many of those who learn Torah and who daven, in a certain sense, they're doing it for themselves. But not in any type of gaiva way. It doesn't mean there's another agenda, but it means they're thinking about the benefit to them for their own purposes, as opposed to bringing down Hashem's Shechina in order to end the Gullus. So he does these things to get a chash of Makom in Gan Eden, Olam Haba, have a good life in this world. We all want to have a long life with a wife and children. We should have everything we need, Parnasa and Kavod. We should have the proper amount of children. We should have a nice house made out of bricks. We want our children and grandchildren also to have these things. We want to be respected. We want to have a levaya where people talk good about us. But that only extends the time in the Gullus. What about Mashiach coming? Do we really want it with a full heart? At the end of the Seder on Pesach, we say, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. and we ask that it come in one whole year from now, not tomorrow. And even then we don't really mean it, says the Sefer HaBris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works midah keneged midah. If we're only thinking about how the geula and how doing Torah mitzvos and tefillah, how it will elevate ourselves, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, let it affect you, but it's not going to affect me. A Jew, says the Sefer HaBris, whether he learns Torah or not, is obligated to dream about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being king over the world, and we are all in Israel under his Shechina. Why are we doing mitzvah, says Sefer HaBris? To be misalik HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his galus. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Yeridaya that more important than any type of tzedakah is pidyon shvuyim, redeeming captives. Says the Sefer HaBris, if that is true by a person, kavachomer, we need to do anything we can to redeem a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina from its galus. Don't say, what am I? If we really wanted it, not for us, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would come. Rav Yaakov Tesler writes that he feels like he has a covenant with Rav Horowitz from the Sefer HaBris. Even though Rav Horowitz lived a couple hundred years earlier, he loves this teaching of the Sefer HaBris. And this is the concept of Shechinta Begalusa. We're so often focused on how it's going to bring us to Gan Eden, it will give us a good life. What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bitzar. When we're in Galus, his Shechina is Begalus. How much does he want to bring down his Shechina on us? And our motivation for wanting Mashiach and wanting the Geula, while certainly the effect it would have on us and our families and our Yiddishkeit and our neshamas, but says Sefer HaBris and Rav Tesler, that more important than that, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, to exile, to a pidyon shvuyim of the Shechina from that galus. And Mirta Hashem, if we think about the Sefer Bachras HaYamim and focus on the coming of Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that desire, that ratzon, and bring it bekarov.